Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 87. Jace. Sitting in chemistry with the most boring fucking teacher ever, I blew out a breath and checked my phone, placing it strategically behind my textbook. I hadn't been able to sleep all last night, and I was damn glad I didn't have football practice every single afternoon anymore. If Dad found out about Allie's mom being pregnant, we were all fucked. My phone buzzed on the table, the teacher arching a sharp brow at me. Ignoring her, I tapped open the message from Allie. It was a picture of her taken from below so I could see up that tiny little plaid skirt she wore today. Allie, hope this will get you through chem. XX. I placed a hand on the bulge in my jeans, hoping that nobody would see how fucking hard my stepsister had made me. I tilted the screen away from everyone else, about to tap on the picture to expand it, when another one came through of Allie in a tiny white tank top and no bra, her nipples poking straight out. Allie, see you at lunch. Pressing my hand harder against my crotch, I nearly groaned in front of the entire class. Allie knew how to fucking tease me to the point where I wanted to rip off all her clothes and take her mercilessly in class. And she surely knew how to get my mind off my father. Me. Meet me in the library in 5. Allie. But I'm in class. Me. Don't be late, or I'll punish you. I gathered my books and shoved them into my backpack. The teacher looked over at me, hands on her hips and that annoying glare she always gave Joao when he came into class 30 minutes late.
And where do you think you're going? She asked me. Class doesn't end for another 20 minutes.
After swinging my backpack over my shoulder, I walked out of the room.
Just to the restroom. See you later, Miss Mifstein.
I shouted over my shoulder, walking down the hall toward the library. I guessed one of the benefits of killing off the principal was that there weren't any consequences now. Not until Redwood found a new principal.
Jace Harbor,
Mifstein called.
Love you too, Mifstein. Have a great day, I shouted back, smirking to myself.
I knew I would after my library retreat with Allie. I sauntered to the back of the library, tossing my backpack onto the ground and settling onto one of the many empty couches, waiting for Allie's cute ass to walk through the door. 5 minutes passed, then 6. Then Allie finally walked through the door with flushed cheeks and a nervous expression stretched across her face. When she saw me, she inhaled sharply, eyes darting around, and made a beeline for me. Before she could say anything, I grasped her wrist, bent her over my lap, and watched as her skirt rode up her ass.
Jace,
she squealed quietly, glancing up at me through her glasses. I pressed my hardness up against her stomach and tucked some hair behind her ear. I told you that I'd punish you for being late. I drew my finger up her stocking that ended right above her knee. Now, be a good girl and cross your legs for me.
There are people,
she whispered, struggling to move away. But I shoved 2 fingers past her panties and into her wet hole and immediately made her still. I grasped some of her hair and pulled it up gently. Cross your legs and stick your ass up so I can spank it. Do it before I make you scream so loudly that everyone in the library knows that your stepbrother is touching you. Allie crossed her legs and stuck her ass up a few inches, her pussy tightening around my fingers and her juices already starting to run down her thighs. I couldn't fucking wait to be inside of her. When I pulled my fingers out of her, I placed my hand over her mouth and smacked her hard on the ass, right in the corner of the quiet library. She furrowed her brows the way she did when I fucked her and whimpered into my hand. I smacked her again, this time harder, and groped her ass, loving the way she felt. It made these jeans too uncomfortable. You want to help me get through my day, Allie? I asked, brushing my thumb across her bottom lip and spanking her again. When she nodded, I gestured to the bookcase behind us. You're going to crawl behind that bookcase for me and pull your shirt down so I can see those nice tits. And then you're going to swallow my cock.
But, Jace,
I wrapped my hand around her throat and gave her a stern look. But what? She glanced around to make sure nobody was watching and slunk to the ground on her hands and knees, crawling behind the bookcase as I'd asked. I stood, my cock hard inside my jeans, and walked over to her. She pulled down the top of her shirt, her tits spilling out of it, and stared up at me hungrily. Resting one hand on the bookcase, I pulled my cock out. "Are you going to be late next time?" I asked, placing the head of my cock right on her lips. When she shook her head, I shoved myself between her lips and all the way down her tight, wet throat, grunting. She placed her hands on my thighs, relaxing back on her heels, and bobbed her head back and forth on me, spit and drool and slobber running down her chin and dripping onto her tits. I reached down and pinched both her nipples so hard that she moaned on me, louder than she should have. Someone shushed us from somewhere in the library, and I tugged on her nipples even more, so Allie would moan for me like that again. She pushed a hand between her legs and teased her pussy, her fingers wet. She moved closer to me until her lips pressed against my hips and stared up at me with teary eyes. She swallowed, sucking harder and harder and harder until I couldn't handle it any longer. I pulled out of her and tugged her to her feet, twirling her around and lifting up her short skirt. "Fuck, baby," I grunted, ramming my cock into her sopping cunt. Wrapping my arm around her neck, I pulled her closer to me and made her arch her back. "Moan for me, Allie," I murmured into her ear, loving the way her pussy clenched and tugged on my cock every time I pulled it out, her walls wrapping around me tightly. I thrust back into her and sucked on her neck, wanting to leave a bright red hickey on her so everyone knew that she was mine. Allie pressed her lips together in defiance and squeezed her eyes closed. Thrusting into her and already about to tip over the edge, I rubbed her cheek soothingly. "You're so pretty, Allie. So fucking pretty." She opened her eyes and bit down on her lip, her pussy tightening around me. "So pretty," I cooed, rubbing her face softly. When she leaned into it, I smacked my hand against her cheek, making her moan out loud. She cursed under her breath and gripped the bookshelf, fingers turning white, and almost instantly came all over my cock.
"Come in my panties," she whispered, sticking her ass out even more.
After grunting in her ear, I pulled out and came inside her underwear until I ruined them. Instead of stripping them off of her, I pulled them up and pressed my fingers into them to rub my cum into her pussy. "You're going to walk around for the rest of the day with your underwear drenched in my cum. And if it starts leaking out and running down those fucking sexy thighs of yours, where everyone can see it, you're going to let it happen. When we get home tonight, I want your stockings to be fucking stained with me." She beamed up at me, her eyes wide with excitement. I grasped her jaw. "Do you understand me, Allie?"
"Yes,"
she whispered.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.